Radhari Yashoda Nandana Bhajana Randana Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahams Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Shishimad Abhecharnaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki Grantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Samaveda Gaura Bhaktivrinda Ki Nitai Gaur Premanandi All Guris Assembled Devotees All Guris Assembled Devotees All Guris Assembled Devotees All Guris, All Guris, All Guris Shishi Guru and Shri Gauranga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 16, Krishna chastises the serpent Kaliya, text number 35. Tapasutaptam kimanena purvam Tapasutaptam kimanena purvam Nirastamanena chamananadena Nirastamanena chamanadena Dharmotava sarva jananu kampaya Dharmotava sarva jananu kampaya Yato bhavam sushyati sarva jiva Yato bhavam sushyati sarva jiva Tapasutaptam kimanena purvam Nirastamanena chamanadena Dharmotava sarva jananu kampaya Yato bhavam sushyati sarva jiva Tapasutaptam kimanena purvam Nirastamanena chamanadena Dharmotava sarva jananu kampaya Yato bhavam sushyati sarva jiva Tapasutaptam सुतप्तं किमनेन पूर्वं निरस्तमानेन च मानदेन धर्मो तव सर्वजनानुकंपय यतो भवां स्तुष्यति सर्वजीवा तपसु तप्तं किमनेन पूर्वं तपसु तप्तं किमनेन पूर्वं निरस्तमानेन च मानदेन धर्मो तव सर्वजनानुकंपय यतो भवां सुष्यति सर्वजीव तपसु तप्तं किमनेन पूर्वं निरस्तमानेन च मानदेन धर्मो तव सर्वजनानुकंपय यतो भवां स्तुष्यति सर्वजीव तपः ऑस्टेरिटी सुतप्तम प्रॉपरली परफॉर्म्ड किम व्हाट अनेन बाय दिस कालिया पूर्वम इन प्रीवियस लाइव्स निरस्तमानेन बीइंग फ्री फ्रॉम फॉल्स प्राइड च एंड मानदेन गिविंग रेस्पेक्ट टू अदर्स धर्मः रिलीजियस ड्यूटी अथवा और एल्स सर्वजन टू ऑल पर्सन्स अनुकंपया विथ कंपैशन यतः बाय विच भवान योर गुड सेल्फ तुष्यति He satisfied Sarva Jiva, the source of life for all beings. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Avaicharana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Did our husband carefully perform austerities in a previous life? With his mind free of pride and full of respect for others? Is that why you are pleased with him? Or did he in some previous existence carefully execute religious duties with compassion for all living beings? And is that why you, the life of all living beings, are now satisfied with him? Purport. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada comments in his Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Volume 1, Chapter 16. The Nagapatnis confirm that one cannot come in contact with Krishna without having executed pious activities in devotional service in one's previous lives. As Lord Chaitanya advised in his Shikshashtaka, one has to execute devotional service by humbly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street and not expecting honor for oneself but offering all kinds of honor to others. The Nagapatnis were astonished that although Kaliya had the body of a serpent as a result of the grievous sinful activities, at the same time he was in contact with the Lord to the extent that the Lord's lotus feet were touching his hoods. Certainly this was not the ordinary result of pious activities. These true contradictory facts astonished them. We'll also take the next verse. कस्यानुभावोऽस्य न देव विद्महे तवाङ्घ्रिरेणुस्पर्शाधिकार यद्वाञ्छया श्रीरलला च रत्तपो विहाय कामान् सुचिरं दृढव्रता. ओ लॉर्ड, वी डू नॉट नो हाउ द सर्पेंट कालिया हैज अटेन्ड दिस ग्रेट अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑफ बीइंग टच्ड बाय द डस्ट ऑफ योर लोटस फीट. फॉर दिस एंड द goddess of fortune perform austerities for centuries, giving up all other desires and taking austere vows. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांचा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. The narration of the subduing of Kaliya, Kaliya Daman, is being done by Shukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. And the particular verse here, especially these two verses, they are an amazement by the Nagapatnis, by the wives of the Kaliya, at the incredible fortune that Kaliya received, although he was not at all qualified. He wasn't a devotee, he wasn't a donor, he wasn't a friend, he was an enemy to the process of devotion service. Now some of us, we meet people that just have pure hate towards anything to do with bhakti. They just hate. And Kaliya was such person that just hated. And who else can better give a testimony of Kaliya's life than the wives of Kaliya? In the grihastha ashram, both husband and wife, they get to know each other's weaknesses, strengths after staying for some time. And then many times, both of them, they don't value each other. Because the other person, although might have been filled with some kind of amazing qualities, but when you go close, then yeah, I know what is this person. Same thing with ashram. when few devotees start to stay in the ashram, when we start to interact, and when we start to see what this person is like behind the closed doors, many a times the real picture comes out in the closed doors. And therefore, for somebody to live together and have a genuine appreciation for each other is a challenge. We may appreciate somebody who is far off. Everybody will appreciate their spiritual master, their guru, or some senior devotee, someone who is staying, just sings the Hare Krishna mantra on the YouTube, you may see. But you start seeing, staying with someone, anyone, the human tendencies is you start to see all kinds of limitations, faults in that person. And here, wives of Kalia, they are not doing fault finding. They just know, like bare thread, what was Kalia's life all through. And therefore, they are super surprised. How is it that our husband got this mercy? And when they are asking this question, it is not out of, why did he get and I didn't get? Why was he given the full Rajbhog plate, whereas he never comes to do the backup service? And I have been doing backup service since so many years, and I was never given the Rajbhog plate. It was not in a complaining mood. It was in a mood of astonishment, of joy, that, he got. And many times our spiritual life just doesn't depend on how we are performing bhakti. It also depends on how we are evaluating how others are performing bhakti. The usual tendency of a neophyte is he gives lot of credit to his own bhakti elements, things that he does very nicely in his bhakti, and he may have so many weaknesses, but he says one should neglect them. Yes, I am on social media at least 4 hours a day, but I shouldn't judge myself based on that. I should judge myself based on that I come for Mangal Aarti every day 4:30. I may be sleeping at 2 o'clock in the night because of that social media. But I come up at 4:30. And I should be given credit for that. And with others, it's the exact opposite. We tend to not see all the good things that they are doing in devotional service. And we may kind of start to catch and keep in our heart, I know what this person does. This is basically the game of ego. But here, when Kalia is being chastised, first of all, the wives of the Kalia, they were thinking, this is the proper punishment for our husband. For all the things that he has done, he has killed so many Vrajavasis, he has polluted one of the most sacred spots in Vrindavan. Krishna is known as Yamuna Bihari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari. And that is one place, in fact, Rupa Goswami, he writes that one gopi is telling another gopi that if you are still attached to your material responsibilities, your body, your family, your wealth, your possessions, then do not go to the banks of Yamuna at Keshi Ghat, because there a bluish boy in threefold bending form is standing under the Vamsi Vata tree and playing this flute. And once you hear that flute, that enchanting flute, then forget everything. So if you are attached to this, then don't go there. So Yamuna is a very sacred spot for Krishna's pastimes. And he had polluted such a sacred space, and he killed so many Vrajavasis just by his poison. So the initial, the Nagapatnis, they were thinking this is appropriate punishment for Kaliya. But then they start to see, this doesn't seem to be a punishment. This seems to be a blessing, because for hours, Krishna is associating with Kaliya. If Krishna was really disgusted with Kaliya, he would have just killed Kaliya like any other demons. In instance, like the Dhenukasura, Krishna just took his Balram, they took their hind legs and they just twirled. And the twirling was so fast that they left their body. Shakatasura, just with a kick, Krishna just killed this demon. So the wives of the Kaliyas, they started to realize, this is not punishment that is going on here. This is a blessing. And many times, even in our life, it's very difficult for us to evaluate what is a punishment and what is a blessing. As one of the leaders in the Hare Krishna movement, our society says, many times devotees think that having freedom, no one to tell us, no one to correct us, is a blessing. It's actually a punishment. If you are not properly like Bharat Maharaj, because he didn't have devotees, then he just went astray. And many times there is somebody who is constantly guiding us, we think that, what is this? Like in Chopati, when there was a system, now it is no more there. But if anybody came late for Mangalarti, the Mangalarti in Chopati is at 5 a.m. So 4:50 there used to be attendance. And every brahmachari has to come and sign the attendance that I am here. And that attendance will close at 4:57, 3 minutes before the conch blows. And if anyone comes, any brahmachari comes after 4:57, then they are marked as absent. And then they have to write 108 times the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Not during Mangalarti. They have to attend the full Mangalarti during the Japa time. And not that too where? Not sitting in their rooms or somewhere. Sitting in the temple hall when everybody else is chanting, they have to write the Hare Krishna Mantra. And can you say writing of Hare Krishna Mantra as a punishment? But it's neither punishment, but also a punishment, because then you are missing out on your rounds. Then whole day you have to chant, and then, okay, because you did that service of writing the Hare Krishna Mantra, it's not that you can get excuse for services. Services are also there. So naturally everybody was running to attend them. If somebody comes, a new person, he'll see that, oh, there's so much eagerness for Mangalarti. But it is not that eagerness for Mangalarti. It is that to avoid the trouble. And then one of our brahmacharis, he tried to cut corners. He became very intelligent. There was one who was just in writing the Hare Krishna Mantra. In our free time, you know, in India there is this tradition of Ram Koti, just writing the names. So he used to write the Hare Krishna mantra like traveling in a train or anything. So then he started to collect papers from them. And then during the japa time, you start to, okay, you just sit for a while and you try to do and give actually that paper that was already there as, okay, I wrote. And sometimes, like in my early days, 2006, even I wrote. Sometimes you get late, but if you don't come, then you have to write. And then you start to find out which is that language in which Hare Krishna mantra is the smallest. In English, it is quite big. H-A-R-E is four words. But if you write in Hindi, it is only two words. Ha and Re. But then there is one more language in Indian languages, Gujarati. In Gujarati, it is almost like Hindi, but there is no that extra bar. You have the Hare, there is the extra bar in almost all Hindi words. There is that extra bar. Like even in Sanskrit, you will see, if you see, there is that bar above all the words. In Gujarati, somehow that bar is not there. So most of our brahmacharis learnt how to write in Gujarati. Just so that they could quickly complete the punishment of writing the Hare Krishna mantra. Of course, this is just a nice story to hear, but many times in our spiritual life, what is currently happening, you may see it as a punishment that you are being put under strict discipline and monitoring and being asked constantly. And we may not like that. Naturally, the ego doesn't like that. And so initially, the Nagapatnis, they were thinking that Kaliya is being punished because he is constantly being pounded on his head. Tak, tak. But then later they start to realize, no, Kaliya is not being punished. He is actually being blessed. And not just a normal blessing, or maybe just giving some extra Mahaprasad or this or that. Directly the lotus feet of Krishna, that which is so rare to Pantastu koti shatavastara sampragamyo vayo ratapi manaso munipungavana. That the munis, the great rishis, Pantastu, they are running for koti shatavastara for thousands of years after the toenail of Krishna, trying to approach the lotus feet of Krishna. But it is not possible. Nobody can approach that lotus feet. And here those lotus feet have come on their own and they are giving mercy. And therefore we may say we want mercy. But then mercy doesn't come in the way we expect. Well, the story of Srila Prabhupada, there was a businessman who came and asked Swamiji Ashirvat. Ashirvat means blessing. Please give me blessing. So Prabhupada said, do you want really my blessing? He said, haan, Ashirvat chahiye. Because in India, you know, Ashirvat, you should take blessings. Earlier in the Vedic culture, every morning, as soon as the children used to get up, it was the custom that they go and touch the feet of their parents with their hands or with their head, bow down. And then to the devatas and then to the guru, it was a physical custom. Even now many places it is there. Now we hardly bow down to our spiritual master also. And here, when Kaliya is being pounded, of course, I was telling that story of Prabhupada, so he said, Ashirvat. So Prabhupada said, if you really get my Ashirvat, your hair will be gone. Your wealth will be gone. You will be away from your family. Because you will become a devotee of Krishna. Do you want? No, no, Swamiji, not that kind of ashirvad. Not that kind of blessing. I want blessing so that I can, my family can be happy. I can make more money. So usually we have some kind of thing that even when we come to Krishna, we think that if these things happen in my life, my spiritual life will be nice. And we all have our different plans. That okay, Krishna, this is how you can give me blessing. But then Krishna may know, not may know, but he knows that not all our plans that for growth are actually a way to grow. We may want that so desperately, Krishna may give, and later that same thing may turn out to be a disaster. Oh Krishna, why did you give me this? It happens in relationship, it happens in a place. Nowhere in, even in like here in United States, America, no place is perfectly okay. Chicago, too cold in winters. Okay, you go to Florida, too hot in summers. Then you go to California, then there are earthquakes, forest fires. You go to Arizona, there are scorpions and snakes. So every place will, and if you just keep hopping to find that perfect situation, perfect place where everything is so right that nothing disturbs you in bhakti. Trying to practice bhakti without disturbances is a utopia. And here, Kaliya is trying to realize that my wives have been telling me since long, worship Krishna, because they were devotees of Krishna. And three people that came to Vrindavan, that went back alive, Kaliya is one of them. Brahma, Indra and Kaliya. Anybody else that came to Vrindavan and created a trouble for the Vrajavasis, Krishna killed them. But Brahma, Indra and Kaliya, Krishna didn't kill. Kaliya was in the verge of being killed. Because Kaliya was not a devotee. But because he was connected to devotees, he was saved. But whereas Brahma and Indra, they were devotees. And because they were devotees, Krishna didn't kill them. So there is one, and Brahma and Indra, they have taken up responsibilities in the mission of the Lord. To learn this universe, I was also explaining in the Sunday feast, that why does Krishna need the devatas? Brahma, Indra, 33 crore devatas. And so many people get confused. Well, other religions, they have only one God. Here in Vedic religion, there are so many. And no new are also being created. So why does God need all this God, small gods to support him? Krishna doesn't need. But just like a leader, if he doesn't give responsibility to his juniors, the juniors will never grow in their maturity. If the parent, they never train the children, that everything they keep doing, they keep pampering, what will happen? The children will get spoilt. They'll think this world is a very wonderful place. As they say, spare the kid, spare the rod and spoil the child. So Krishna is not a pampering parent. He knows that unless my devotees, like Brahma, Indra, all these devatas, unless they take up some responsibilities and then go through the pain of trying to handle something, they'll not realistically understand that I cannot be supreme controller. I cannot be an enjoyer. And Another reason why Krishna gives the deva all of them is the jiva, the conditioned soul, has a desire to enjoy, desire to control. So Krishna gives a facility, but also Krishna doesn't give the facility to anyone but those who are devotees. So Brahma, Indra, because they have taken up immense responsibility, anybody who has handled people, they know it is not easy. People keep coming up with all kinds of excuses. Even when you do book distribution, all types of excuses keep coming up. So Brahma and Indra, they are handling huge services for Krishna. But at the same time, it is not just because they serve, they'll get purified. They also have to monitor what is the intention of their service. If the intention starts to become that they're enjoying that facility, that service that is being given, and you thinking this is, I am the boss here, then again they'll fall down. So Brahma and Indra, but Krishna gives that covering to, if you take up responsibilities in my mission, then I give more protection and more mercy than just somebody who is just in the Vrindavan, like Kaliya, but practically not taking up any kind, in fact harassing devotees. Another thing interesting between Brahma, Indra and Kaliya, the way Krishna corrected them, Brahma and Indra were corrected privately. After Brahma Vimohan Leela, Krishna went to a place, and when he went to a solitary place, that's where Brahma came. Krishna didn't chastise Brahma in front of everyone because he is concerned that this is my devotee, so I no need to publicly, he'll just understand if I just convey him. Indra also, Indra created such a devastation, and he said between Brahma and Indra, Krishna was more happy with Indra, because of Indra's reigns, all the Vrajavasis came together. They were all under one shelter. It was like a week-long party that happened under the shade of Vrindavan, of Govardhan. But whereas the offense of Brahma was more severe because everybody else was separated from Krishna. Krishna was missing his friends, although he expanded as the gopas so that the parents of the gopas don't recognize and they start crying. So Krishna expanded, but still all the gopas were separated. But even with Indra and Brahma, Krishna went to a solitary place. Of course, Anand Vrindavan Champu and other things explain that Madhu Mangal and Sudama, they were watching Krishna, and especially in the Indra Puja, when Indra comes and worships Krishna and installs him as Govinda, all these Krishna's friends were so fascinated by this, and all the paraphernalia were left, and they went and they were also doing, imitating the demigods, the devatas, offering aarti and different things. But Krishna corrected them privately. But with Kaliya, Kaliya was public humiliation. Right in front of everyone. And not just humiliation for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Whole day humiliation. Whole day constant. You know, sometimes somebody is correcting us. It seems to be like somebody is crushing our ego, but very gross, in a very physical way, Krishna was publicly humiliating Kaliya, because that is what was needed for Kaliya, especially Kaliya's ego, to rectify himself. So that's why sometimes, as a leader, as a devotee, not everybody needs same type of punishment for their mistakes. based on the way that the person is, the way that mistakes are rectified are different. And if an immature devotee starts to think the leaders are political or partial, then the harm is up to him. Of course, that aspects may be there. Like it said in the, for a Brahmana, if he makes a mistake, you can just ignore the mistake. And then he is so sensitive, he understands that this is not appreciated, but this is not so accepted, therefore that mistake is being ignored. And he is so sensitive, he repents for the mistake just by the fact that he is being ignored, or that activity is being ignored. But whereas a Kshatriya, he is not so sensitive that just by ignoring, he will understand. Kshatriya has to be told physically, Prabhu or Mataji, you did this mistake and please be careful next time. So here, it has to be verbal. Whereas for a Vaishya, somebody who has that Vaishya mindset, even telling is not sufficient for them to rectify. You have to cut their pocket. You have to find them. Because Vaishya is all about money. So unless, what will pinch his heart really? Not if somebody says on the street, the police will come and say, don't speed up next time. If you are a Kshatriya, because Kshatriya is all about honor, even if somebody reprimands you, that is sufficient for him to rectify. But not for a Vaishya. Vaishya will say, oh, sorry, I didn't knew that I was speeding up. And then he will keep doing the same thing. So for some devotees, it is not enough to just tell them, Prabhu, Mataji, you shouldn't do this. You have to actually take away some of their facilities. Okay, $100 fine if you break this rule. We have in the traffic in the United States, fines are all everywhere. The cameras and other things. And for a Shudra, even fining is not sufficient. He has to be physically beaten. Unless he is physically beaten, it doesn't click to him that he did a mistake. So the usual people that used to go to the prisons in the Vedic times were those that of Shudra nature. For all the other three categories, prisons were not needed. But because in Kali Yuga, almost Kalo Shudra Sambhava, the prisons are expanding. Because everybody needs a physical punishment for them to understand their mistake. So here Krishna is giving Kaliya physical punishment, first of all, because he is not like Brahma, that just by ignoring or just by facts he'll understand. He is not like Indra, that he'll rectify just by letting him go. He needs physically being punished. But the credit that Kaliya had was that Kaliya was a associate of the devotees. He was connected to devotees. His wife wives were devotees. And therefore, another aspect that comes out so well in this verses is that the glory of bhakti. That if we practice bhakti, then all our family members are also benefited. And sometimes they may get mercy before us. Who was more sincerely practicing bhakti? It was the Nagapatnis. Therefore, Krishna's mercy is not chronological. Okay, who came to the moment first? Okay, in 1988, he became devotee. In 2008, he became devotee. In 2018, she became devotee. So first, back to Godhead, who will go? 1988 devotee. No, Krishna's mercy is not chronological. It is neither on the intensity of bhakti. The intensity of bhakti of the Nagapatnis was more than Kaliya. Kaliya was hardly practicing bhakti, he was hating bhakti. It is Krishna's causeless mercy, which has no reasons. Why he chose to give Kaliya the mercy before he chose to give Nagapatnis? And of course, it's not that Kaliya was taken back to Godhead. Kaliya became a devotee like the Nagapatnis. Sometimes you see, even in devotional service, somebody is not doing service. Sometimes he gets more Mahaprasad than somebody who is doing. There is this story in Europe that a devotee, a person used to come every evening, and after the Shayan Darshan, he used to get one glass of Rabdi. That was offered. And you know, Rabdi is very tasty, of course, difficult to digest, but it's very nice. So he was coming regularly to get that glass of Rabdi. After a while, eating Rabdi again and again, he started to chant Hare Krishna. He started to take up the mum. And one day, she didn't give him Rabdi. And she said, "Okay, now that you are devotee and you got delivered by eating Rabdi, now you give this Rabdi to a new person that is coming." So it was a shock to him. He thought he is going to get Rabdi all through. He is going to get the praises of the spiritual master or the nice kind words of the devotees as he was when he was new. But often that doesn't happen, because sometimes that is needed for somebody to come into the, start practicing, and those things are always looked up to, and devotees should always be kind for each other. But sometimes if you don't get the same kind of treatment that you got initially, you shouldn't think, "Hey, this is totally like a business kind of setup here. You hire people and once you advertise nice things, and once people come, then you neglect them." It is not like that. That now you focus on the main thing. Just because you are getting kindness doesn't mean you are an elevated. Just because Kaliya is getting Krishna's footprints doesn't mean he is more elevated than Nagapatnis. It is just that is what is needed to at least for him to come to the stage of the Nagapatnis, to pray to Krishna. So therefore, devotees should also don't become insecure. Somebody is getting mercy, he may be more qualified or he may need it. So therefore, devotees are appreciate when somebody gets the mercy. Neither think, Guru is giving him mercy because he is very fallen. Sometimes you start to think like that also. Or Guru is giving him mercy because he is very elevated. Just be happy that he is getting mercy like the Nagapatnis. And you sincerely practice, because if you appreciate somebody's progress, you also progress. And if you condemn somebody's downfall, you also fall down. So it is reciprocal. So I'll stop here and see if any devotees have anything to add or questions.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for the nice class. I was reflecting on the first point you were making about the Nagapatni's surprise at Kaliya's change of heart. And I was thinking that, at least for myself, sometimes I judge, or sometimes we judge devotees when we see that they're going through some problem or some difficulty, that they have some fault. And actually, the Nagapatni's surprise was there because they saw that Kaliya wasn't practicing bhakti. And I wonder, because actually, as our acharyas explained, we should expect that these nasty things will come out of our heart and expect that these faults will come. And so it shouldn't be such a surprise when we see in other devotees that these things are coming out. And as you were saying, this is actually Krishna's mercy. They're going through the process. but maybe you could shed some light on how we can kind of change our vision with others and start to see this in a practical way, that this person is going through this because they're practicing bhakti. These things are coming from their heart because they're practicing bhakti. Because we have this two-dimensional view that a devotee should already be good and should already be qualified and wonderful and shouldn't have any faults. But then the real thing is the opposite.
In the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, this is a society, the definition of the full form, it is not International Society of Krishna Consciousness. It is not Society of Devotees. It is Society for Devotees. Means a place where you can become devotee. So it's a training ground. There's a lot of difference between of and for. And Prabhupada chose to use the word for. So, and in a training place, not everybody is perfect. It's like a hospital. Everybody is admitted. A hospital is for health, but not everybody has health. And somebody is vomiting, somebody is crying, somebody is all different types of diseases. So rather than focusing on the medicine, when we start to focus that I am suffering and this person is suffering less, why is it that, or I am getting this much bill, but he is not getting so much bill. It all depends on the types of diseases we have. And so when we are with devotees, we shouldn't think devotees are some anointed species. As Tamal Krishna Maharaj says that the day ISKCON devotees will start to think, will stop thinking that they have descended to this planet to deliver the world, they'll actually deliver the world. We start to get a big ego about that I am something special, because we have now come into the moment that I am able to meet maybe super rich people or super influential people, or I know so many devotees all around. So a devotee always is humble that somehow by fortune I have come here, not by my qualifications. And every devotee is in a struggling phase. They are trying to come out. Let me help each other. So if we have that vision, rather than thinking that this is a, sometimes even devotees, how can a devotee do like that? This is a common question in management. How can a devotee speak like that? Understand that not everybody is devotee all in and out. We are all either from in there is trouble or from out there is trouble. So that way we accept each other. Acceptance is a very important thing. That okay, I don't agree that you remain with what you are, but okay, this is the stage where you stand, and I accept that yes, you are currently there. So this way, acceptance of others, devotees, situations. Nagapatnis, why did they chose to stay with Kaliya all these years? One, you may think that they are attached to Kaliya. Another reason can be they will not have protection without Kaliya. If they just go out of Kaliya's protection, then somebody else will just torture them. So they needed protection. Were they attached? May not be. Maybe. But the main reason is, although Kaliya was hating, somehow he allowed them to be in Vrindavan. He allowed them to be in amidst devotees. So he accepted, okay, Kaliya is not currently able to practice bhakti, but at least he is giving some facility to for us to practice bhakti. So okay, this devotee may be like this, but these aspects is helping the movement. So let us tolerate him. And I am also maybe like that. my guru is tolerating me. So that way we accept each other. Any other questions? Thank you, Prabhu, for giving me this opportunity to glorify Lord Krishna and purify my heart. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Mm-hmm.